first time families will be able to reunite. I hope business will be able to get underway. And yes, people can potentially think about those summer holidays too.
That was Grant Shapps. It's just coming up to 6 minutes past 12. You're listening to BBC Radio 5 Live. We're interrupting our normal programming now to bring you some important news. Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. The palace has not yet given any further details of the circumstances surrounding the Duke's death. However, we are expecting a statement to be released shortly. Just to repeat that, Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. Okay, Prince Philip was 99 and was the longest serving consort to a monarch in British history. He retired from official duties in 2017 and has been largely out of the public eye in recent years. But last July, he attended a ceremony at Windsor Castle to formally relinquish his role as Colonel-in-Chief of the Rifles Infantry Regiment. Just to repeat that news for those joining us, Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. In a few minutes, we'll be joining the rest of BBC Radio for a special programme reflecting on his life. Prince Philip once said his only job was to ensure that the Queen could reign. He gave up what many considered to be the chance of a glittering naval career shortly before Elizabeth succeeded to the throne. And he's been acknowledged by biographers and commentators for the role he played in helping the monarchy react to the huge social changes that have taken place since the Queen's accession. On a personal level, he supported the Queen, regularly undertaking more than 300 public engagements in a year, even into his 90s. Famously, on the occasion of their golden wedding anniversary in 1997, the Queen described Prince Philip as her strength and stay. His Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, which he founded in 1956 to give young people a sense of responsibility for themselves, has touched the lives of millions of teenagers. He was also a conservationist and a keen sportsman. In recent months, Prince Philip hadn't been seen much in public. In January 2019, he suffered minor injuries in a serious car accident at Sandringham. And more recently, he spent a month in hospital in London and underwent a procedure for a heart condition. A reminder for those just joining us, Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. He was 99, the longest serving consort to a monarch in British history. But Prince Philip helped to sustain the British monarchy. He was there at the Queen's side through decades of celebrations and challenges, and he was once asked to sum up his contribution.
I've just done what I think is my best. I mean, some people think it was all right. Other people, quite evidently, don't. What can you do? I can't suddenly change my whole way of doing things. I can't change my interests. I can't change the way in which I react to things. It's part of that's somebody's style, and it's too bad. You've got to lump it.
If you're just joining us, Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, who we heard there, the Duke of Edinburgh. He was 99. Philip was born on the Greek island of Corfu in June 1921. A year later, his family was banished and rescued by a British warship.
I was a refugee, and I left Greece when I was one. And at that time, they then had a republic. And so we, in fact...
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle." Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death."